Beef, it's what's for dinner. Let's talk about it today on True Comedy. What's up, everybody? Welcome to True Comedy. My name is Kirsten Cunningham.
And I am Nicholas Finch.
And y'all, thank you all so much for joining us this week. True Comedy is a podcast where weekly Nick and I discuss things that are happening in the world, things that we see on the internet, things that make us laugh, things that make us cry, things that make us scratch our head and say why.
Yes, and we thank you for joining us on whatever platform you listen on, Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Pandora, no matter where it is, we thank you. Continue to rate, review, and comment just on our social medias about why you listen to the show. And furthermore, shop with Keep Creations. Use the promo code PODCAST, that's PODCAST, to get $3 off your total order for all your custom ideas, such as t-shirts, hats, basketballs, cups, you name it, she can do it. That's Keep Creations on Facebook.
Yeah, do that, y'all. Especially, like, it's getting close to that time of, like, graduations and milestones. Get your people stuff, you know? Make somebody feel happy and special and all the things.
Special.
You right.
I'll tell you one thing.
Very special. As K. Michelle would say.
I want to get right into it, Kirsten. Normally we vamp, but sometimes when you got a problem, you got to solve it and just hit that with a bottle.
But Nick, it sounds like you want to talk about people fighting and some beef.
I do, man. Have you been hip to the internet lately about this new beef going on with Drake versus the world?
I mean, sort of, kind of. I just ignore what our Canadian Degrassi person is doing on the internet. Because, like, not too long ago, if you had Googled Drake on the internet,
yeah, like, okay,
poke your eye out, some kind of my eye, you know.
Well, that was an ill-timed eye scratch.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was poke me in my eye. Like, I don't think that's something you want to go, but I feel where you're coming from. So let's talk about what's going on with Drake.
Sure, you'll talk, I'll listen.
Drake, I'm going to read from, what is this, from Vox. I thought you were about to say
grab your Bibles, holding in the air. I'm coming. And this, my text is coming from the Book of Future or something like that.
Well, normally, actually, I'll read this while playing Mask Off. A few weeks ago, Future and Metro essentially released a breakup album from their frequent collaborator and former comrade Drake. Drake and Future have had nearly 30 collaborations combined, including a Metro produced mixtape in 2015, What a Time to Be Alive. The song is called We Don't Trust You. It's packed with subliminal messages directed at Drake regarding his shady maneuvers. However, it was Kendrick's relatively gentle prodding on the track, Like That, that was the most incendiary, as people say. On that track, he says, Mother Blank the Big Three, it's just Big Me, basically separating himself from Drake and J. Cole.
Okay. So we just beefing a beef now? Is there actual issues? Because, like, I also know the City Girls were beefing not too long ago, but they just made up on X. Like, is this actual argument?
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing that I'm starting to put together. There's a whole lot of this stuff, and Drake has responded in music. But one thing that Lamar said is he asserts that Prince outlived Michael Jackson, Mike Jack, and stuff like that. I think this is good for hip-hop. I think this is good for everybody involved, because one thing that hip-hop has been missing, and this is all of a sudden a music podcast, one thing hip-hop has been missing is arguments, but healthy arguments. Nowhere in any of these songs do they talk about violence against the other, and the violence that is talked about is only musical violence. It's like violence.
Oh, you a lyrical assassin.
Yeah, a lyrical assassin. Like,
the pit is mightier than the sword head.
Like, think about it. It says, you know, F the Big Three, it's just Big Me. Prince outlived Mike Jack. That's not anything bad. I mean, and then, you know,
Bad.
I'm sorry.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. It's so J. Cole gets involved. He tried to get back. He wanted to keep it friendly, but he didn't like being involved. He said it didn't sit well into his spirit. So then Drake comes out with another his own diss record where he goes after everybody, and I mean everybody. You talking about Metro, Weeknd, Cash XO, Ja Morant, Rick Ross.
Oh.
It was crazy. I'm trying to say.
This track was his death note. He was just writing everybody's name.
It was his death note. Okay. Kirsten, you have to listen to these songs. It is magical, but it got me to thinking.
Okay.
What are some of the bigger beefs that you've been involved with? Like you ever had a beef with somebody? Or you know what? I'll put it like this. Have you ever had a beef with
me and my digestive system? I mean, that's about it.
I'll give you a perfect example. You know, there's sometimes you can have beef with celebrities and they don't know that you have beef with them.
Okay.
Because you know, for the longest time, I couldn't stand Khloe Kardashian.
Why, Nick?
Rest in peace to her father.
Oh, because Lamar.
Because you know, Lamar was on his deathbed and Khloe's out here partying in Las Vegas. Like, she over here with James Harden, her boyfriend. Meanwhile, her husband over here dying. Now, he didn't die. Now, that one thing that I always kind of ignore or gloss over in this Khloe Kardashian hate thing that I have is the fact that Lamar was not exactly a faithful husband. So maybe Khloe could have been tad bit justified in the way she treated him because he wasn't that great to her. But well, at the here's same the real time, thing. What?
None of us were in that marriage. We don't know what went on. So why are we judging them?
I'm not judging them. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I know it ain't our business, but the problem is they put it out on the internet so we can see.
They put out what they want us to see.
I tell you,
put out Kris Jenner's image.
You know what? That's true. You know, I can tell you what somebody else, another beef had, R. Kelly and books.
Wow, Nick.
R. Kelly had beef with books. Fantasia did for a little while too, but she can read now.
Okay, she can.
She can read now.
Would you like to hear some other people's beef that they put on the internet, Nick?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so this ex-user said, in 2014, I photoshopped an Obama tweet saying, I'm shutting down the government until My Chemical Romance gets back together. And multiple people went off about how fake it was. That's funny, internet.
I want to be talented enough, and I actually am talented enough. I'm just kind of lazy.
We're good. Stop selling yourself short.
Yeah, I actually am supremely talented. But sometimes I want to be, you know, petty enough to do one of those fake kind of tweets, not with AI, but just using different technologies to fool people like that, because it seems like it's so easy these
days. You
want to
be a troll?
I do want to be. I just want to troll one time. One time, okay. Just say I confuse some people, because normally you'll see me on the internet. I always got to be correct and make sure folks know exactly what's going on. I always got to be right. I can't stand that, my version of myself. I've been working actively to get rid of that version of myself.
Oh, okay. Well, this one person on the internet said, when I was 11, this girl and I had an internet Facebook fight, and she used the lyrics to Taylor Swift's Mean to deal the final blow. Still haven't recovered.
You get hit with Taylor Swift quotes. I mean, Taylor Swift lyrics to end of beef. Then you'll have bad blood.
That's embarrassing. It really is. Here's one other person said, I'm not too proud of it, but I commented on Kenny G's Songbird video. This is so lame. It's like a parody of itself. Someone said, you're like a parody of yourself. Now I remember it because this was like 10 years ago and I still can't think of a comeback.
What does that even mean? How do you become a parody of yourself?
I don't know. It's like you're a caricature of a caricature. I really don't know. It's like when the angry black man is actually an angry black man. Like, I don't get it.
No, wait. Okay, so you... Okay, I got it. So, you know, you used to be a drum major of a band, right?
Yes.
So you becoming a parody of yourself would be like you starting to be a drum major of a smaller little group of thing. That means you're a parody of yourself. Like you start trying to drum major.
Conduct the dishes.
Huh?
Conduct the dishes while they wash.
Yeah, that's you becoming a parody of yourself. What else do you do? You answering?
I sleep. I answer the phone a lot. That's part of the job. I talk on a podcast.
Okay, well, a parody of yourself would be talking into nothing. You just sitting there talking into
I talk to myself all the time. We don't get in arguments.
You ain't never argue with yourself?
I do, but I don't answer in a different voice, so it makes it okay.
No, I would think I would prefer if you did answer in a different voice.
No, Nick, because when you witness that in real life, trust me, I had a math teacher. I'm not going to say where, but this math teacher stood at the board one day and had a whole blowout argument with herself. And it was not satire. She was not being funny. She needed a jacket that let her hug herself in a room with pillows on the wall.
So
that is what she needed.
What was she arguing about?
That she thought she was doing a bad job as a teacher because the kids weren't learning anything.
Well, was she doing a bad job as a teacher?
No, she was doing a great job as a teacher. That's why I learned math to this day.
Because your teacher was talking to herself.
Yes, and I was afraid.
You know,
that was when this demographic of person was driving a lot of kids in vans into lakes or other bodies of water and making them all take involuntary naps with the mermaids by themselves.
I want to be where the people are.
I would want to be. But she was trying to get us down there with Sebastian under the sea.
Under the sea. She said she wanted to be where the people are, not have the people come to her, but go to where the people are.
That's what this demographic of people was doing. Mm-hmm. Speaking of beef, shout out to my Lion King shirt, one of the oldest beefs of childhood, Scar versus Mufasa. We saw how that ended.
You know what? That's why sometimes you just got to kill your ops.
I'm not supporting homicide.
I'm talking about fictionally. Cause Scar should have been dead. Scar, brother. Mufasa must be so smart and wise. He couldn't tell Scar didn't like him.
But Nick, siblings are supposed to fight, apparently.
No. Well, yeah, actually.
Huh? Nick, scientists confirm that fighting between your brother and sister actually increases the social skills, vocabulary development, according to research at Cambridge University.
Oh, so what you're saying is I became better academically because I had a sister I fought with?
You really could have. Apparently, researchers at Cambridge have found a link between childhood sibling arguments and future success. Engaging in disputes, especially for younger siblings with their elders, appear to enhance later achievements. These arguments boost social abilities, vocabulary, and overall development. The study suggests that sibling confrontations are beneficial, enhancing the children's social skills. Parents tired of their kids constant quarreling can be reassured that this is part of learning vital social competencies. Younger siblings often perform better in tests, and those with stronger social skills tend to be more popular as adults. The research was observed 250 children indicates that sibling interactions can accelerate social understanding.
Boom. Well. Congratulations to me, the baby, because I definitely beef with my sister. I am social. I achieved high on tests, as evidenced by the fact I finished like top 10. She didn't. I didn't mean no disrespect.
Oh, wow. We shading?
I mean no disrespect because it was some BS. No, it was some BS that she didn't finish top 10. I don't want to go into it. Just know that it was BS. She was top 10. That's just what it was.
Okay.
So Mama was valedictorian, by the way. She's smarter than all of us. But.
Nick, does she hold it up your head still? Does she? I know she does.
Every now and then. It ain't like it come up often. But I will say Mama's the baby of 10. So.
Well, that she tracks had to do, then.
It tracks. And I'm the baby's baby, right? All right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It just so happens that it works out.
Goo goo gaga, Father Mucker.
See, you put a kid in the NFL. You put a sibling in
the
NFL.
Listen to me. Thank you. The trauma, even though I experienced more of it than anybody else.
Hold on, brother. Can't nobody take away the fact that you put a sibling in the NFL. It ain't got nothing to do with what Corey did. I give all the credit to you because you helped that. Develop his social and motor skills. He got high, and as a football player, he has a high motor. In skills.
Yes, he does.
So therefore, you got him to the league, and I commend you for your hard work.
Myself on the back.
Yeah, please don't pat too hard now, because you know you got a bad back. You hurt yourself.
I did. I barely tapped it.
All right, now. How does it feel to have been so successful as an older sibling?
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
I would like to thank the Academy for this award. I'm just here. I'm just living life, living my best life like it's golden.
Living my life like it's golden. Living my life like... You remember when that was Whitney's ringtone?
Remember when people used to have ringtones?
Right.
Now you jump and get scared if your phone rings. Phone been on silent since 1932.
First of all,
I know cell phones weren't invented then.
First of all, I have
we were still sitting in the back of the bus.
Did you see that Instagram post where that dude had that trap Power Rangers beat?
No, but I'm gonna need you to send that to me.
Oh, you know it don't work like that with iPhones. We ain't got.
I thought you meant like the Instagram post.
Oh, then I don't know where that Instagram posted. I don't even remember his name.
Dang, it's okay. It was Jesus.
It was not Jesus.
Dang.
Well,
that
I mean,
made sense. Jesus.
You know, it always is Jesus. Jesus will fix it after a while. Yes. Actually, let me see if I can find it right now while you look for what you're looking
Nick,
for.
Yeah. Listen to me.
I bet you I can find
it. So you're talking about beef,
All right,
between celebrities. Sometimes I just look at beef between like normal people. Okay. And you know, sometimes beef can wind up with people being incarcerated, or sometimes you can have beef with someone who is incarcerated. Well, I took a kind of different approach this whole beef thing.
Oh,
and I started looking at people that did reviews for some reason on products and then how that turned into fights.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to rewind about a decade in two more years, there's this product on Amazon called Wrecking Bomb Tattoo Fade System. Okay. And long story short, this poster ends up having beef in the end. So I'm just going to read you a little bit of their review. Okay. I bought this for my wife who wanted to remove a tattoo from just above her buttocks. I believe they call it a tramp stamp.
Right.
The tattoo said Ronnie, which is the name of her ex-boyfriend. So you can understand how I decided to spend the money on getting that dang tattoo removed. My wife didn't really want the tattoo to get removed, although she denied it. I think she was still into this Ronnie character. She would always visit him in jail, as well as send him letters and pictures. So I found this product at a local Walgreens. I didn't tell my wife what it was, instead explaining to her that it was a tattoo enhancement cream. I told her it would sting a little bit, but that's just the stuff doing its job. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have to understand that this person's wife is a big girl. Let's just say that she constantly wears jogging pants and refers to them as her pants. So she couldn't really see the tattoo herself. Even when she tried to use a mirror, it was hard to make out. So I thought everything would turn out okay. Well, the cream worked. Every evening, I would apply the cream for her, telling her that the tattoo was looking better and better, when in fact, it was fading more and more. I told her that the microdermabrasion thingy was actually a tattoo polisher. And so I would spend a good 15 minutes every night grinding away at that dang tattoo. And it was almost gone entirely. Then, Ronnie got out of jail. It turns out my suspicions were correct. My wife still had a thing for him. I came home from work one evening to find Ronnie and my wife hanging out on the couch.
Oh.
And boy, did they look pissed. And Ronnie was a pretty tough looking guy. Apparently, and I'm not trying to insinuate anything here, somehow Ronnie had noticed the now bare space just above my wife's buttocks and asked her about it.
Mm.
And now he was ticked off because he had bought her that tattoo to begin with. And she was ticked off as well because I had tricked her into having her tattoo removed. Okay, long story short, I had the option of getting my butt kicked or buying a new tattoo. So we went to the tattoo place, shout out Cash for a new tattoo, and winced the entire time as Ronnie and my wife watched me get the words Ronnie's B-I-T-C-H tattooed on my chest. Since then, my wife has kicked me out and Ronnie is now living in my house. And me, I'm on my second tube of Wreck and Bomb tattoo fade system. I can't tell you how much I love this product. Beef with a felon causes a butt whooping and a tattoo across your chest. That's a good product review, though. It's a really good product review.
What the freak?
Yeah.
What the French toast?
I don't know. Who you calling the cootie queen, you lint licker?
Bruh. So. You know, you've told stories on here that were so ridiculous and so funny that I couldn't react.
Right.
You mean to tell me that this man got kicked out of his house?
Yep.
Bro, could you imagine?
A tattoo of some other man's name on his chest.
Could you imagine? Like, bro, he would have just had to fight me. He would have been back in jail because it ain't no way.
He sure, a parole officer or somebody would have been called.
Someone please call 911.
There were so many opportunities to not have to do this tattoo. It's not like he went that same day, did he? Was it the same day?
It didn't say.
Because that is so ridiculous. That, like, could...
I hope it's fake.
It is no way. Hey, it has to be fake. It has to be fake.
One would hope.
A black, white, or other white.
Yes. Yes.
Because it ain't no way. Could you imagine?
Ain't no way.
Could you imagine if your wife, your lovely wife of almost 10 years now, had you came home and she was on the couch with somebody who just got out of jail talking about what happened to your tattoo? First of all, why you looking? Why you looking? Why you looking for a tattoo?
Nick.
Well, how you wouldn't even know what to do.
Plausible deniability. Walking out.
You wouldn't know what to do. You just gonna walk out.
I'm gonna walk out.
You walk out for now.
I'm coming back, but I can't say that on the internet.
Oh Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
I'm gonna walk out.
Walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it
4,
out.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I tell you what I do.
What would you do?
I'll that man up. I will and then furthermore, if I saw Whitney do some like that, it would be over for she'll be like, I wanna dance with somebody, cause she'll be dancing with Whitney Houston, whatever Whitney Houston is spending the rest of her. It'd be two Whitneys, Whitney Houston, Whitney, cause she not going to, with my last name. She going without it, because that ain't right. I couldn't even imagine. Yeah, what's going on now?
Come back to us, Nick. You good? You all right?
No, I ain't good. Because I
can't. You got something on your chest, bruh.
Talk to somebody. I'm so mad for that dude. Like, he had to get a tattoo of a dude fresh out of prison name on his chest. Ooh. And then he got kicked out of his house.
Ooh.
He got kicked. That man took his pride, his dignity, and his wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you come back from that?
You don't, Jamal. You don't. Not well, at least. I don't know.
You got to go to jail. Y'all both got to go to jail. Got to get shot. You got to shoot him. Like, that's the only option. Like somebody doesn't make it out of that alive.
Well.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Hey.
Let me change my voice for a second.
Uh-huh.
Let me dial it back. You know, I need y'all to hear this in my actual voice. Because if it were Nicholas J. Finch, it'd be World War III in that sum gun. That's all I'm saying. Okay. That's all I'm saying. I got so mad I went to the high-pitched voice. I had to bring it
you
back.
Did, Nick.
I had to bring it back.
Said you need
all right. I'm good now. Folks at home, cursing is dying. But he's back.
I'm good.
I'm tired of you dying on this podcast. Between you and my wife, y'all just die.
Bro, listen, when the spring ends, it'll be better. It will be so much better.
Oh, it's been bad for me too, boy. I have so much medicine in my system right now.
Oh, Jesus.
How many nasal sprays have I taken today? More than the recommended dosage.
Yeah, be careful with that stuff. It'll bottom out your blood pressure.
Okay? Oh, word.
Yeah. Just don't go to work and rest, okay?
I would never go to work and rest. What are you talking about?
Okay, then don't do that. Well, Nick, have you ever had beef with your job where you just really just want to chuck the deuces? I wanted that awkward laugh, too. And just to clue y'all in, Nick has had plenty of beef with jobs. Nick, have you ever had a job where you worked with actual beef?
Beef boxes, maybe.
Oh, yeah, because you worked at a grocery store for a minute, right?
Yeah, there was actual beef. I did work at the grocery store for a split second.
Well,
I have lived a life, bro. I forgot all about it.
You have.
I don't put that on my resume, so I forget about it. It don't really fit with the rest of my communication stuff.
See, I know, Nick. Here we go. I'm a little embarrassed that I know so little about, like, the job hiring processes and writing resumes because, you know, fortunately enough, I'm just favor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I've had to do resumes.
Hallelujah.
But, like, I didn't know, like, you could leave stuff off your resume and there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, absolutely.
See, yeah, I'm embarrassed that I...
There's one job that I had for about 5 months. The only reason I include it is because I accomplished so much at that job in those 5 months that I have to put it on there.
Okay. Good job. Well, Nick, there's a time where I was going to just start picking up shifts at a gas station because I was just over and done with that current employment at that time in my life. But then I thought about, hey, people rob these.
All the time.
Like all the time. Mm-hmm. And I ain't trying to get dead over somebody else's money. I
ain't trying to get dead
over somebody else's money. I just ain't trying to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Nick, you want to take a trip to Tulsa?
No.
Like,
I'll take a verbal trip to Tulsa, but not an actual trip.
In your mind, get into your mind's imagination.
Bruh, I can get shot in my mind going to Tulsa. You crazy? Tulsa is a dangerous place. That's one of the first 48 cities.
It's not the Tulsa race riots, but you know.
Forget the Tulsa race riots. It's one of the first 48 cities. It's one of the main cities on first 48.
Oh, okay. Well, Nick, you've stayed in another first 48 city.
Well,
I mean, Mobile. I know it's Mobile, y'all.
First of all, I never.
You've spent some nights there.
Okay, I have.
You survived.
Barely.
Your first 48 didn't end up on the first 48.
Well, I'll tell you what, I might have.
Actually,
I've gotten into
one of mine. Did
I've gotten into a few tussles in Mobile? So you know.
Okay. Well, Nick, question.
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever faked a reason to leave your work before?
Boy, you ain't finna incriminate me. On this podcast.
Nick, you've incriminated yourself on a lot of stuff.
Well, listen to me.
Hypothetically, Nick, in the world, has a variant of you ever used an excuse to leave work?
Absolutely.
Like, oh my God, them, what they just say? Not so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
And just leave. Well, let's go to Tulsa. Gas station clerk asked someone to rob him so he could leave work early. A Tulsa gas station clerk is being accused of staging a robbery because he felt tired and needed an excuse to get off work early. On June 5th of 2023, Isis Jones called the Tulsa Police Department that a masked man had walked into the gas station store he was working in, pulled out a firearm, and threatened to shoot him if he didn't give him all the money in the register. Jones allegedly complied, and the mask, y'all, I really can read. I just, you know,
it's okay.
Tired.
We all Jones need allegedly complied,
and the mask robber left in a hurry. Surveillance cameras confirmed the clerk's version of events, but the footage also helped police identify the robber. And when they managed to apprehend him, they learned that there was more to the case than they originally believed. On June 8th, police managed to catch the robber. A man later identified as Stephen Jones. He had no relation to the clerk, Isis Jones, but he did tell investigators that he wasn't the one who planned the robbery. Apparently, a woman by the name of Aaliyah Locke, who turned out to be the mutual friend of the two men involved in the case, had asked Stephen to rob the store because Isis, the clerk, was feeling tired and wanted to leave early. Here we go. This gets even crazier. Locke was arrested for an outstanding warrant and confirmed the robber's version, even providing texts between herself and the two men as proof. The young clerk was arrested and ended up confirming that he was indeed asked Aaliyah Locke to find someone to rob the gas station because he was tired and needed to leave early. Jones is currently charged with embezzlement and conspiracy to commit a felony, while Stephen Jones is charged with conspiracy to commit embezzlement and possession of a firearm. Both men were released on bond. Just say you got explosive diarrhea and go home.
He didn't have to steal money. Just steal some cigarettes, man. Like, just steal product.
Why would you didn't have to have a firearm. Y'all both about to do big time.
First of all, yes, just if you stage a robbery, stage it with a knife. Steal some cigarettes, and go on about your business. Like, I guess you can't. I guess it has to be a big enough robbery to justify going home.
Don't use any type of weapon because then you're committing a felony.
Oh yeah, that's right. You know what? Use a fake like an air gun or something like that.
Well, even the appearance of it is a felony.
Okay. Well, use a water gun.
Don't go in there with anything that could be considered a weapon. If you're on the stage, you are committing a felony.
All right, well, go in there with the chocolate.
Yeah, like you can go, if they were allergic to peanuts, you can't go in there with peanut butter on your hand. You're committing a felony.
Shut up, are you for real?
Just go in there. I am so serious. So serious.
I know, hey, bro, I know you allergic to peanuts. Look at him. Look at him. A peanut butter, right?
I got these Reese's. Reese's Puffs.
You up, boy? What you trying to do? What you trying to do, boy?
Nutella, gang, Nutella.
That's hazelnut.
Oh, no. I knew what I was doing. Nick said, that's hazelnut. I know. That's what makes it funny. Next is like, I got marmalade.
I got grape poupon, cuz you don't want nothing.
I got that horseradish, bruh. That horse's sauce.
I got that Heinz relish on you, boy. What you trying to do?
Look, better shut up. I'm going to pull up. It's going to be A1. It's going to be on site.
Oh,
Jesus. We got our beef medium over here.
Oh, my God.
Well done stuff. Well done. Look, you're going to hear well done when you go up to the Lord. That's the only time I want to hear well done. Well done, my good and faithful servant. That's the beef. It's what's for dinner. I'm sorry.
I got
carried away.
It's just, why would you use a gun to steal from somebody that you know? Why would you go through that such effort? You do the
if stupid. STUPID. Stupid.
You know, you'll make good points. You'll make good points because it is stupid.
Why are we texting about it?
No.
Why do you involve a middleman?
Why do you involve? Well, you have to involve a middleman. You cannot be the direct source for it, okay? But the middleman got to be smart enough to realize, like, to tell that person, do not use a gun. Use no weapons. Just be intimidating. Like,
because no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
No weapon formed against me.
Okay, Fred.
Shall prosper.
Okay, you light like Fred Hammond too. It won't work.
Let me tell you something right now. You ain't gonna sit here and disrespect me and my light skinnedness and me and Fred.
I'm disrespecting okay? you.
Yes, you are. You light skinned like Fred, ain't you? Let me tell you something.
My Fred, you look like Fred. You're holding the mic the way you do on that album cover.
Look at my arm. It is dark. I am dark now, okay? So I'm not trying to hear this stuff about me being light.
You still look like Fred Hammond.
No weapons formed against me shall prosper. That includes the weapon of your tongue, because you're not gonna sit here and disrespect me on my podcast. Bring it back. I'm not done.
Life and death.
We talking about beef between you and me. That's where the real beef is. I'm not gonna sit here and take this disrespect.
We ain't got no beef.
You always trying to come for me and my skin tone. As long as I've known you for I'm here 20 years. It's always, ooh, you light skin. Ooh, you light skin. Ooh, you light skin. Well, look at here, chocolate and make chocolate count chocolate. 1, 2, 3. Oh, punk behind. You ain't finna sit here and continue to disrespect me like that.
Y'all, who he talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Oh, don't clap too much. Lights go out. We ain't gonna be able to find you.
That's what I was doing. I was trying to clap you off. Clap on, clap off. Y'all, we are so stupid. We are so stupid.
Somebody go listen to that whole thing right there. I hope somebody listen to that and they clip that and they be like, see, they don't like each other. There it is right there. Nick went all the way off.
Maybe that's a story we need to sell to get some more views and listens.
That we don't actually like each other.
Right. Them just hate each other.
And they do a podcast. They come together to do a podcast, but they can't stand each other's guts.
All right, now skip.
Listen here, Kirsten. I just think that you are a system call analyst, okay? You're not that great at your job.
Okay.
It's nothing like talking about beef and playing a Metro Boomin thing.
Nick, you ever had beef with the legal system?
All the time. I hate it right now.
What they doing to you? What's Uncle Sam doing to you?
Uncle Sam making me pay taxes. When was the last time I got a refund? I know who to blame. And his color is orange. That's all I'm gonna say. Y'all was so happy when taxes got cut a couple of years ago. Ain't paid attention to the fine print. Didn't pay attention. Now we all suffering. Well, I'm suffering. I can't speak for everybody else because this folks who voted for them that's so poor that they suffered. They ain't suffering at all. They probably still getting a refund. But me being middle class gotta suffer because I know better. Whatever. It's fine.
Well, Nick, you gonna tell you about somebody who felt like they were suffering?
Who's suffering?
We're going to go to Kentucky, okay? Where a man fakes his own death to avoid paying child support.
That's a choice.
A Kentucky man is facing several years behind bars for allegedly assessing the online death registry system and faking his own death to avoid having to pay over $100,000 in child support to his ex-partner.
Jesus, how do you even get $100,000?
Uh-huh. 39-year-old Jesse Kiff admitted to accessing the death registry system in Hawaii using login details he had stolen from a doctor in the same state in January of last year. According to investigators, he created and assigned a file to himself in the system and impersonated a doctor to certify that he had died. Court documents showed that Kiff also admitted to illegally accessing various websites run by the state of Arizona and Vermont, along with Guest Tech Interactive Entertainment and Milestone Inc., which led him to being listed as dead in several government databases. Wow, this is clever. In a plea agreement, the defendant claimed that he had committed these crimes in part to avoid paying outstanding child support to his former wife.
I have some questions, but continue.
Okay, he completed a state of Hawaii death certificate worksheet, and then on January 21st, 2023, the defendant assigned himself as the medical certifier for the case and certified that case. The plea agreement read, he applied a digital signature for the physician, providing his name, title, and license number. This resulted in the defendant being registered as deceased in many government databases. To make matters worse, Jesse admitted to hacking into private businesses, governmental and corporate networks using credentials stolen from other people and attempting to sell access to the network to online buyers. On March 29th, the 39-year-old pleaded guilty to one count of computer fraud and one count of aggravated identity theft. According to the plea agreement, Kiff must pay back the parties he defrauded through the actions, including $116,000 in child support to his ex-wife and $79,000 to government and corporate networks he illegally accessed. Furthermore, the plea deal comes with a maximum prison sentence of 7 years, as well as $500,000 in fines. This ninja should have stayed dead.
Let me tell you something. At first, I was confused. I'm like, how are you 39? And you $100,000 in a hole in child support. But then I figured something out. The more you kept talking and telling us about what he was doing, the only reason he messed up is because he was trying to sell access. He got greedy. He got too greedy. Had he just kept it to himself,
if he just stayed dead, he might
could have got away with it. Now I'm not condoning his actions, but right. He's a smart fella, but he got too greedy for his own good because he was making a lot of money. He worked in tech. Like this is beyond anything I would have even thought to do. So he works in tech. That's why he owes so much in child support. I was sitting thinking like, you 39, $106,000 in the hole, man. Yeah. What, how long have you owed child support? I bet you he probably with what he was making, he probably, and this was in Hawaii too.
He stole identities from Hawaii. He's been all over.
Okay. So this happened in Kentucky.
Yes. Okay. But he's been like to Arizona. Uh-huh. I think the death faking started in Hawaii. It's just, ooh. It's
okay. So to me, it seems like the reason he owed so much is because he made so much. Because he worked in the tech industry.
Yeah. He got coins.
Listen, I don't even know what I could even... I pray that I never have to owe child support, but man, I couldn't imagine that I need. What would you do? What would be so bad that you need to fake your own death?
You know what, Nick? I don't know, and I'm not going to tell you that I already have a plan in case I've ever had to.
You know,
because you know the internet exists.
You know, I don't know why I asked you that question, because I knew that was the answer. I knew that was the answer because I've known you for almost 20 years.
Mm-hmm. I'm a very average build person. Uh-huh. The only issue with me is that I have serial numbers in my body on the medical instruments in it. That's what would make me faking my death really hard.
You got a serial number on your
yeah, on the titanium rods and stuff. All that stuff got serial numbers. You got to check that in and out. Yeah, you got to check that in and out, bro.
No, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So like, it's like dental records. So, but let's just say if my body was found and there was no hardware near, that would be a dead giveaway. Aha. It's probably not me.
Huh.
There are ways. So let's just say if it was me, it would have to be ashes and you would probably find flakes of titanium in it. Or just enough.
Stop.
Or just enough to make you know.
Stop.
Because there definitely won't be any dental records.
You're saying too much.
I'm just.
You're saying too much.
You asked the question.
Listen.
Someone asked the question.
And you know what? You fit the bill.
I had to sing.
You listen to me. Listen to me. You said too much.
When you find Kirsten's body. Make sure it's a human being. I'm sorry. I had to do it. I seem
happy.
But you know, this has been fun talking about internet beef. You know, sometimes you don't always have to knuck and buck and be ready to fight. Sometimes you can lay down a terrible diss track or a good one. I don't know. I've laid down a very terrible one before. Like, it was bad.
You know what? You actually did do that. Like, you're not lying. You actually did lay down a diss track.
I did. It was fun. But, Nick, if people want to lay down a diss track or get into some internet beef with you, how could they reach you?
Well, if you want to beef with me, the only kind of beef I give is beef of love. But if you're trying to
that's
do
nasty.
That, that was very nasty. I didn't like that.
That was gross. You need
to keep it in there, but I didn't like that. I just want the internet to know that I did not
I
like
felt
that.
Gross.
That was very gross. Let's try this again. So if you want to beef with me, if you want that smoke, if you want to come you get some, grow? You want you, I was just gonna get it. You want me to say yeah, glow? I was just gonna do it, but you took it from me.
I'm sorry.
At the NJF, Facebook, X, TikTok, you name it, I'm there. At the NJF, even BlackPlanet.com.
You can get sturdy with me. Run up, get done up, bro. Run up, get done up. You can get in touch with me. I'm at K-Ham Cooks on Instagram, K-Ham Speaks on X, Kirsten Cunningham on Facebook. As always, y'all, you can connect with this show by searching the hashtag True Comedy or searching at True Comedy Pod on all your favorite social platforms. As always, for over a bunch of episodes, thank you all for listening. This has been True Comedy. Later.